So Thor, let's talk about you being a bad friend.
Okay, sure. So anyway, I was listening to something over the weekend. I can't remember what radio show it was on, but talking about how males need friends, you know. It's not just females, males need friends. They're talking about, you know, like some of the stuff I was listening to, I was like, yeah, I think you're right. And they talked about some of the things that friends do to each other. And as they went on and on, I realized that I was not a good friend. I was a horrible friend. I was listening to stuff and I was like, Nathan is my best friend. You know, although, you know, brothers, but I, you know.
Yeah, the outside family.
Yeah. And I talk to him once a week and, you know, it's just like, wow, I'm not there for him as much as I should be. And I don't talk about, you know, I don't open up to him all the time and tell him all the horrible things that are going on in my life and cry on his shoulder. And he doesn't cry on mine either. And
So you're calling me a bad friend?
No, I figure I've been emotionally unavailable for you, Nathan. And I thought about calling you and talking to you about it, but then I was like, I'll see him in a couple days. And so
that's awesome.
You are both bad friends, okay? In fact, and we're going to go on personalities on this one. Your personality is the worst friends you could be.
Hold on, though. Because the last time, I can remember the last time Thor called me to tell me his dream or about something interesting, but I can't remember the last time you called me.
Well, we're not best friends.
What?
I was going to say.
So the last time Thor did that, how old was he?
No, it wasn't that long ago. It was probably 2 months ago he called me up just like, I got to tell you about this dream I had.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't call you like that? I guess no, I'm Thor, a better friend than you are.
No, Thor doesn't call me at all on that. I was going to say, so my best friend, he's your guys' personality, Nick.
Uh-huh.
That S-O-B. You know how much work I put into trying? I'd like call him every single day at a certain time. For months I did that. Never called me.
He was always surprised.
Never did anything.
Like, what?
I'll call him. I'll call him, leave him a message. No call back.
You know, I just...
No call back. And I'm like, one time I messaged him like, hey, so do you just not want to be friends with me anymore? Is that what's going on here? I just want to know because mm-hmm. I can invest in someone else.
Oh, give an ultimatum.
No, mm-hmm. it's all right. I mean, if you don't want to be my best friend anymore, then we can just not be best friends and I'll search for someone else to cry on my shoulder.
So what was his response?
2 weeks
later. No, I'm just busy. 2 weeks later, I saw him walking down the street with another guy holding hands. And I'm just crying in my car like, I have my soda pop in my hand and I'm drowning myself in it.
Yeah. I think the perfect male friendship is talking once a week and never mentioning your feelings.
Isn't it?
I think it is.
Yeah.
I think...
Yeah, I do mention feelings every once in a while, but for the most part, you don't need to bring stuff like that up, right?
No.
You have a good time and enjoy each other's company, and then you leave.
Yeah, what do you feel about that?
I feel pretty good.
Okay.
I don't feel too... To tell you the truth, I like being by myself quite a bit. I don't mind it very much.
So tell me more about your mother.
So, Mom.
She's getting old.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. Well, she just had her 80th.
Yep,
birthday.
She did.
Wow, I should have been there.
I made cookies for about 5 hours. Well, less than that, but it felt like 5 hours. I made so many cookies, I promised myself I'd never make another cookie in my life.
Have you made any since?
I haven't, but I'm starting to feel the urge again, so because it's going to be broken. That
white chocolate macadamia is calling. That's your cookie. That's your kryptonite cookie.
That is. Those are so good.
You don't have a cookie that's a kryptonite cookie.
Oatmeal raisin, probably, but not really. I don't really have a cookie. I'm not a cookie man.
The cookie that brings
the cookie that I like is on Cali.
The cookie that actually brings me comfort, that's like comfort food, is a molasses ginger
I like those.
Cookie, you know.
Yeah.
Not a ginger snap because it needs to be softer and bigger. But yeah, that for some reason I eat that and it's just like I feel good inside.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. I like those.
You know, we were talking about like people in the family being like having sweet tooths and loving sweets. And I'm like, yeah, I think I'm the only one that doesn't. Maybe Christian, I don't know. And Riley's like, I think Thor doesn't care about sweets. Oh, I'm like, you don't know Thor in the slightest.
You don't know Mr. Discount Hostess bag.
Yeah, I know exactly. The $5 grab bag or the $2 or whatever.
$2 grab bag.
$2 grab bags.
Oh, man, those were so good. You just get it. It's just all that treats inside and you go
home.
These
are like expiring or already expired Hostess treats.
Yes, exactly. And you just go home and you give some out to the kids, the younger kids. They'd be like waiting for the grab bag to come along. And then you take most of it to yourself and just put it in your room and just chow down for, you know, like 2 or 3 days on the good stuff.
This lasted 2 or 3 days?
Yeah.
If he kept it in his room.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
My mom would do that. She'd go to like the Hostess outlet and get and do the same thing and get like the gift bag or the random assortment or whatever for $5. And it's kind of interesting, the things that go first. It's like the Twinkies, the Ding Dongs, the Zingers, and the, you know, those type go first.
Those
and then,
go quick, yeah.
Then the last ones are like the
cinnamon roll pack and stuff like that.
The Dunkers. Those are like the frosted donut that don't have any
real
flavors.
Taste. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Well, I have to compliment you, Gunnar. This feels like a great setup here. We feel professional right now.
Yeah, we have new mics, headphones.
We've got some sort of board over there with dials on it that Gunnar's fiddling with every once in a while.
He made me put on a new pair of underwear for this.
Yeah.
A new pair of underwear.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Thanks, Gunnar.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you that's a thank you to you.
But why a negligee? I mean, I'm not used to having a thong, but.
Oh, man, that would be so uncomfortable.
I don't know. I think you'd get used to it.
I'd do it for you guys.
Nathan has a story, I know.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I was just going to, I mean, I would do it for you guys, but that's about it.
Okay. No, it's the comfort is when it's too loose or way too tight. So you just need to have that sweet spot.
I agree. I'm watching this show. It's like it's called Poldark. It's based on a book. It's done in the
60s. It's that English thing, right?
Yeah.
And he's got that cute little redhead wife, right?
Yeah.
I know the one.
It's a fun show. It's kind of shallow. You know, there's not a lot of deep things going on and subplots and that kind of stuff. And I think it just was written too long ago for any good. Well, I don't know. There's older books that still have that. But this was. Anyway, but one of the characters is kind of has weird proclivities, let's say. Mm-hmm. He likes to suck on toes. And so she's like, marries this girl and she has no idea because we had seen him with another woman and he's sucking on her toes and this girl's like, she had never had sex before. And he's the look in his eyes, like what he's going to ask her to do. And then the next day they cut to the next day and she's crying. And I'm like, oh man, he did a number on her toes. Could you guys get involved with that?
Was this the second season? Or
this
what?
Is the season three. And it's not about that. It's just like
weird. I've only seen the first season. And it had no toe sucking in it. Yeah. So.
Well, most of it was off camera and it was me. No, I'm just kidding. You know.
I think all of us have toes that don't.
You don't want to suck
all
on.
All fungus-y and whatnot. Kidding?
My toes are beautiful.
Okay, so Nathan has the only toes we're sucking. That's what he's saying here.
I mean, there's
he's
I have
probably
five.
Right.
It's give me a year and then I'll feel comfortable letting someone suck on my toes.
So gross. Could you guys ever get into that? You don't have to admit anything.
Let me think.
No,
I've tried it before, and it's more the person on the other end just always feels uncomfortable. Especially when my wife's watching me do it to someone else.
It's just there's so many better things to suck on. You know,
like banana cream pies.
yeah, exactly. But I'm just saying the toes. I mean, you might spend a moment or two on them for laughs, for kicks and giggles. But you know, you're not gonna. You know.
You know, I'm going to defer to Thor on this one because I know that he is el doctoro in the bedroom.
No, I'm not, guys. So anyway.
All right.
His change of subject was so not subtle. That's so good.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So do we have the blanket up on the website?
Would you care to look at the website and see?
We don't, do we? Dang it.
We do.
No, we do.
Okay. We do.
Nathan, the way that Nathan said that, I was like, I think he was waiting for that.
I was. I'm like waiting all day. I can't wait until they ask me that I'm going to look so indignatious. Is it indignant?
That was very indignant. That was very, very.
Of course it's on the website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, it's there.
Awesome.
Along with the bib. There's a few other things.
Oh, man. Check it out. We have new stuff on the website. I know we promise a lot of stuff, but this promise is fulfilled this time. And
yeah, most of our promises are the old pie crust promise that Mary Poppins talks about.
Yeah.
But this one's the real deal. True blue.
Check out the website. We do have a listener that's going to get one of those blankets.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're going to be sending that off to a listener, one that we feel is deserving of the nice cold blanket. Okay. Either that or they need to hide a lot of shame, because this is a big one.
Probably a little bit of both.
let's go into the bishop. We have a couple.
Okay.
Dear Bishop, serious question. My brother joined a religion that I think may be a cult. They are basic Christians, but they don't believe in modern medicine or blood transfusions. I want to be supportive of his choice, but I worry that if I voice my opinion, he won't want to listen. At this point, I even worry if I should share my opinion or not. Mm. Also, I wanted to say that I really like the banter before the show starts. I liked the differing views on almost every subject. Thanks to the two of you who still won't tell Tom Cruise rejoin the cult. It's good to know my chosen cult has standards. Are you kidding me?
That's awesome.
Tom Cruise, I'm going to do another campaign.
I got to say, Tom Cruise was in the news today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
I think he bought Paramount.
No, he didn't.
He bought Paramount?
Or a big part of it. Skydance Studios or something like that is joining forces or something. But with Paramount, like there's...
I'll have to look into
that. Yeah,
I didn't know that he owned Skydance.
Yeah.
I don't follow him enough. For someone that I really love, I really don't follow a lot.
Okay. But we'll look into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the cult that his brother, I'm sorry, the religion that his brother has joined, if I know the one he's talking about, is pretty culty.
Is this Christian Science?
No, I was thinking it's Testigos de Jehová.
Oh, Jehovah's Witnesses.
Thank you. They have those beliefs, right?
I know Christian Science does.
I don't know.
I think probably
maybe it's
both
another
of them.
One.
So what do you do?
This is an impossible answer on this one, because if you want to tell your opinion, you can't be an ass about it. You have to be as just, hey, I really do think that this may not be right, and I care about you so much, and this is my opinion. I may be wrong. If you throw that in there like that, then you'll get a 10 times better response than if, hey, you're an idiot. Blood transfusions are saving lives. This is doing, you know, throwing out the facts. If you just say, hey, I do care about you, and hopefully, I know your religion doesn't believe in that, I think it does save lives, and it's there for a reason. I think that, you know, God helped us get that. Throw God in there. Why not?
Yeah, sprinkle a little.
Sprinkle a little bit of God in there.
I think that...
Or you can say Ronaldo.
Ronaldo disagrees with your teachings. No, I think that if you did say something like that, like, hey, I'm going to drop it, but I wanted to voice my opinion and just say, hey, I think that, and then you just tell him... And just say it's like, I want to voice my opinion, then I'll drop it. Mm-hmm. Or something like that, where it's kind of over as soon as you say it.
You really have to go at that with love, though. You really do.
Yeah.
And you can't push it too hard. You really can't. not only is it that their decision, but it's hard to step on other people's religious beliefs. It is to basically
say you're
wrong.
Why are you looking directly at me when you say that?
Well, because Nathan, your religious beliefs. No, but it is. It's just not. It's not a good idea, I think, to really push hard against it. And as far as that being a cult, it's pretty. If it's what we're talking about, I mean, there. It's not a go out in the in the middle of the wilderness and starve yourself to death kind of cult. It's you know what I'm talking about. It's
It's not, as cults go, it's not as bad as some.
Exactly. Thank you, Nathan. That was beautiful.
You should say something though.
You can, but you've got to make sure it's out of love, and they know that it's out of love, and that you love them,
whatever they
for
choose.
Who they are, and whatever they choose you, and you've got their back no matter what.
But if someone says something bad about the nice cult.
If someone discourages you from listening to the nice cult, then you know that you should not listen to them anymore.
Yep.
Yeah.
They can be banished from your life.
Banished.
Definitely.
do we have another question? Do we answer that?
You need to get your brother a nice cult blanket.
If he rejects the nice cult blanket, you'll know that he cannot be saved. Okay.
And really,
he's beyond saving.
You know that he doesn't have any humor.
Yes.
And the good thing about this nice cult blanket is he knows which side he can sleep on, and that's the other side.
Yeah.
You'll know when you look at the blanket.
Yeah. Dear Bishop, do you guys do any cult ceremonies? It might be fun to cleanse the world before the election or something.
Oh, man. What a good idea.
Brilliant suggestion.
You need to do this.
I think this person... Almost that suggestion almost deserves us getting this person a nice cult blanket, but they don't get it because they never put their name in.
Oh,
they didn't say who it was from. It was just a suggestion thrown on there. That
so
was a great suggestion.
We have had a couple ceremonies involving not sacrificing goats, right?
Yeah,
and creating a knight of the nice cult. We've had a ceremony for that with a sword and everything.
But cleansing the world.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Maybe we need to get the old crystals out, give them a rub, and start doing a couple mantras.
I think we need to roll the die, roll a 20-sided die, and according to the roll,
selection.
To see what, yeah, exactly. First off, see who wins the election or who should win the election and tell everybody who to vote for, or...
And it's a binding agreement. If we say it out loud, then it actually they...
You all have to vote for
we
that
have
person.
To vote for them. That sounds so horrible, Nathan.
I like this idea. We get a list of everybody on the presidential ballot and just roll the die, roll a whatever sided die. No, Laura, you don't like that?
Yes,
I mean,
somewhat.
It's better than what's happening.
I know.
Isn't
you
it?
Could. You really could. And. You could pick a random person out of the phone book and probably do a little better.
You probably could. You've got a pretty good chance of doing better by just
this
picking a
so
random
bad.
Person.
You have a really good chance of getting someone younger. There's
anyway.
A candidate called Vermin Supreme.
Okay.
I'll send you guys this. Vermin Supreme, he's just crazy. He's certifiably crazy, and he's been running for I think he's run for president every year for the last few years. He's just this old, I'm going to say cooter.
Okay.
How old is he?
He seems to be in his 70s.
So he's in the area the same age. So,
at least he's not taking it seriously, and he doesn't really want to win.
Okay. Does he actually get his name on ballots?
I don't think so.
Okay.
He just runs. He runs his mouth more than anything else.
Okay. Well, he needs at least one number on the die then. Okay.
Yeah, he does. And if you want to vote for Ronaldo DiCaprio, I might vote for him.
Well, let's give him a number on the die too.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll give him a number.
Welcome to another episode of Mom, I Joined a Cult. The only podcast about cults by an actual cult. Listen as we examine other cults, discuss what they did right and what they did wrong, and then build our own cult from the ground up. And now your hosts,
Gunnar,
Nathan,
and Thor.
I do have something to say here. Okay, so my son I was talking to him about the Nice Cult and our podcast, and he said, "Have you talked about me yet and my stuff on YouTube?" I said, "No." So I have to do it right now. I have to throw him a plug, or whatever. So he goes under the name Captain Worldwing, and he does what is the little whisper thing? What is it called?
ASMR.
ASMR.
He does.
Yeah. Oh. So he's.
Are you sure it's not SMM?
No, although there might be a little bit of that.
B&E?
I don't know what that one's
breaking and entering.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, I was going begging, and then I don't know what the E would be. But So anyway, he's got a great voice. He does a good job. And I hate the genre, but I don't mind listening to him. Now, some of that might be because I'm related to him. But if you're into that stuff at all, you really should check him out. He's quite good.
Do you guys get the tingles from listening to ASMR?
Because I've never listened to it. What is it?
I kind of do. So it's when someone they just kind of talk really quietly, and they may do a few things like scratch the microphone and stuff, and just really little things that are subtle that some people love to hear and some people hate. Some people totally hate it.
I don't know if I hate it, but it's just not something that attracts me.
So what he does
it's kind of like sucking on toes, you know.
What he does is he does monologue stories.
Okay.
You know, it's like, "Hello, my pretty. I see you've come again to entertain me now. Yes, I've seen you from afar, and many days have I gazed upon your presence in my glass tower. But now that you've come, I can gaze anew at every freckle of your face." So anyway, he does
that. Did you just make that up?
That kind of turned me on.
I totally did that up.
That was so good. It was not like you were reading something.
I was kind of turned on.
Nathan's over there taking off clothes. It's getting hot in here.
So anyway, it's kind of like that. Where it tells a little monologue story.
I've listened to a few and just kind of explored the genre. I kind of do like, there's this girl who she's kind of pretty and she'll like fix your hair. And it's like, you only see her looking at you and then she's touching the camera. But she's like, "Oh, there we get your hair here. You had a hard day today. Okay." And she's like, she just takes a brush and she's brushing your hair and stuff. And I'm kind of like, I don't know. It kind of...
It worked for you.
I mean, it's not worked for me, but I'm kind of like, I see
the alert.
I see it, but I'm not watching, binge watching
these. You're above that sort of thing.
I mean, more than 3 or 4 days in a row.
Yeah. 20 hours tops.
So I do need to make a note, y'all. We did record a few sessions ago us opening up soda pop bottles. And drinking them that a member of the Nice Cult sent us.
Those were awesome. That was awesome.
And I didn't, apparently the recording and everything was just a little jumbled up.
Oh.
Yeah, so we have the first part of it, but then for whatever reason, we don't have the second part of it. So I chose not to put it in. I was going to add it in anyway this time. But anyway, the gist of it was... This member of the Nice Cult, a Nice Cult member in high standing, I would say.
Oh, definitely.
Purchased from a shop down in St. George at Thomas Judd's Store Co. And it's 62 West Tabernacle Street, St. George, Utah. So they got these special sodas from there, and they had just the wildest flavors.
They did.
Bacon smoked. Bacon smoked, I don't know, was one of them.
Was there a turkey one, if I remember right? They had sarsaparilla.
Yeah.
That one worked out pretty good.
That was good.
And a root beer, but they had some other stuff too. Creamsicle, I can't remember what it was.
I'd say overall, they weren't sodas that I would be drinking again.
You're not a big soda drinker, but...
It was an experience. If you're in St. George, stop by there. See if you can't grab a snack there. Grab a soda. Thank you for you Nice Cult listeners. And please, if you want us to try something on air, next time we will get it on air.
We've got spiffy new recording equipment. So
we've got some new microphones and a new setup.
Where would they send the stuff if someone was going to send something? They should just reach out.
And if you want to send us something, reach out. We'll send you our address. Why not?
You guys, tonight's...
Wait.
Okay.
Nathan, what do you got for us tonight? Okay.
Tonight's cult has it all. Okay. It has drama, public beatings. And I want to play kind of a game. If you can figure out what I'm talking about before I announce it. So I'm just going to talk about what it offers and then some of the things about it. I want you to tell me.
Easter Bunny.
Nope.
Oh, dang.
Drama, public beatings, billions of dollars. It has costumes, public violence, exhibitions, performances, hero worship, denial, cover-up, scandals, and illicit drugs.
That sounds like actors.
Yeah, it also kind of sounds like a good Friday night.
Oh, I thought it was the Republican or Democratic convention.
Public executions?
Public exhibitions.
Oh, exhibitions.
But it does have public beatings, hero worship, denial, cover-up, scandals, and illicit drugs.
Hero worship. That just sounds like actors.
Okay, well, kind of, you're not
Come
too
on.
Far
all,
off.
All of these are... all of these are about Tom Cruise.
So,
all right. So
let us know here.
This group is 70% male, 30% female.
Okay.
They gather in living rooms across the U.S. and in 180 different countries.
Maybe it's the Super Bowl.
In 30 languages. It has approximately 1 billion people are involved in this in some way or another.
Okay. So it doesn't sound like a religion.
Now it's the World Cup.
It's like an eighth of the planet right now. 1.5 billion social media interactions.
So it's not the World Cup. It's not...
35 billion... Nope. 35 billion views on YouTube.
Olympics?
Nope. About $1 billion annual income.
Not the Super Bowl?
Nope.
That's
500 live events every year.
Is it the... Tennis? Is it basketball?
Okay. 140.
Is it a sport?
It kind of is. 140 to 200 professional practitioners. Every year, there is about 650 hours of original content that is broadcast. Anyone support?
YouTube?
Okay, so Nathan, has anyone ever told you that you're a tease? And not only are you a tease, but you just kind of go overboard. It's like Jessica Rabbit, get out of here, tease, okay?
All right, and so this is the WWF or WWE.
Okay.
Wrestling.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
It has that many people to follow
That many people. It is the sixth most viewed sport. In the world.
Really?
In the world.
I like that when Thor asks, is this a sport? You're like, well, kind of.
And Nathan's right.
No, it totally is.
Does it have actors? Yes, it does.
You know how athletic they have to be?
Yes,
they are some of the most athletic people.
No, but the thing is that because it is completely predetermined who wins and who loses, it cannot be considered a sport.
Oh,
and they have declared that it's they had to
it's entertainment.
It's just considered entertainment, not a sport. So
I don't believe you.
So I worked with this guy. He's now a vice president of supply chain at this company I used to work for. Mm-hmm. His parents gave him money to do a semester at BYU. He just said, this is how much it costs. And instead of going to BYU, he went to, I don't know, it was Illinois or Kentucky that he went to, where there's a college for WWE fighters.
Yeah.
And he just enrolled and went down there. And so he told me all about it. And he said, yeah, I trained. He goes, you do have to be in shape before you go. It's really demanding. And but he kind of gave me an inside scoop on some of it.
So did he ever go far? Did he?
No, went to, there's like a different levels, and he went to like the local level and just didn't pursue it any further because he didn't think he was good looking enough or talented enough for it.
Mm-hmm. Some of them are not good looking.
Well, I know, but they have a
talented.
Stick.
Yeah,
you've got to have something there.
And we'll kind of discuss that. But right now, the leader of the WWE, it was Vince McMahon, and he kind of stepped down, and his daughter has taken his place. Her name's Stephanie McMahon. She's worth $150 million.
Okay.
So this is a big deal.
But a little bit less than I thought, to tell you the truth. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of stars, and she's just the owner.
Okay.
But yeah. The in the night, it started off as the CWC, which is Capital Wrestling Corporation, in the 1950s. Mm-hmm. And then they changed their name to the WWWF in 1963.
But there was another wrestling organization that was almost as big.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. Yeah. And they kind of consolidated. And I think they're kind of splitting apart a little bit more now because there's so many more ways. Yeah, like whether it's going to be like martial arts or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that was in 1963. It was the Worldwide Wrestling Federation. That's what I remember.
I remember that. Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant.
Captain Lou Albana. Rowdy Rodney Piper.
Okay. Nathan knows more about this than I do.
I used to watch it.
I just know Hulk Hogan.
And then 1979, they changed to the WWE, which is the World Wrestling Entertainment. That's what it is now. In 2023, a company called Endeavor bought the WWE, and they merged it with their UFC.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so they're both under the same umbrella. Really? That's the Ultimate Fighting Championship.
Something like that.
And that's the mixed martial arts where the big, you know, I think that's bigger now than wrestling, but I'm not sure which one, really.
If it isn't, it's pretty dang close.
And I kind of do like watching those when it's like a compilation where people are like just the knockouts or, you know, people dying or something like that.
And
like
then cat those. Videos come up on top of it.
What will?
Cat videos. Why not?
I have to admit, I do like that too. I do like
the greatest hits.
Well, no, I actually like grappling and I like on the ground submissions, you know, where you have to pop yourself up and get that elbow out and that sort of stuff. I find it very intense.
So here are some of the colorful names of some of the wrestlers that have been involved. So Rowdy Rodney Piper, Captain Lou Albana, Andre the Giant, Jesse the Body Ventura, Jimmy Superfly Snuka,
the Ultimate Warrior,
Hulk Hogan, the Iron Sheik, Jake the Snake, Hacksaw Jim, Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock, Nick Foley, and The Undertaker.
Yeah.
Are examples of some.
So those are some good nomenclature there, you know?
Yeah, they do a good job on naming.
They do.
I don't know. Jake the Snake? Come on, no.
No, that works.
No, I mean, it's just too easy. It's like I don't like it.
That appeals to the 12-year-olds in the audience, Gunnar.
Oh, so. I guess we do need to have 12-year-olds.
We'll have to see what we take on from this, but I'm thinking something to do with having wrestling names.
Nathan, let's just get to that. All right. Okay.
So
how is this culty?
We're gonna talk about that. So first of all, they have hidden secrets. So every season they have a storyline, and it's like the grand vision of the season, who will go, including the main winners and losers. They engineer who is going to be liked or disliked. They script before it even happens, comebacks, and the, you know, people who haven't been for a while, and they come back, and they'll script those before, and they have names of different, if you are this acting like this, they give you a certain name. So there's baby faces are the good guys, and they're like, okay, this year you're going to be a baby face, just a face. And those are people who follow the rules, who are the good guys. They're meant to have everyone cheer them on. Mm-hmm. And then the bad guys are called the heels. And I'll just say, okay, this year you're going to be a heel, and this is what we want you to do. And you flout the rules. You're the bad guy. You do some unsportsmanlike conduct. You wear dark colors. I mean, there's all sorts of rules, unwritten rules that you follow. But you can see, like, certain people, like The Rock, he started off his career as being a heel. And so he was the bad guy. But then people kind of got used to him and knew what The Rock was cooking and how he raised his eyebrow and everything. And he started becoming liked. And so then he became a face after that, or a baby face, and was a hero in the scripts. And then they'll just do that, and they'll script it out. And then every year it's a little bit different. And that's just how they run it. It's really made to get people engaged, hating one person or loving the other person. And it kind of reminds me of politics that way, where it's like each side demonizes the other side, you know. And so it's like you're going to you're this person's the bad guy for your team. And this, anyway, I thought that was interesting. They also have, there's a tweener is someone who's kind of between both of them. And you're, if you don't have a good script that year, you're kind of a tweener. You're not really a good guy or a bad guy, or maybe you're just starting in wrestling.
You're the fall guy.
You're the fall guy.
You're the fence sitter.
Yeah, you're like cannon fodder. And your face is not really memorable until you get a name for yourself, and then they assign you a storyline. Mm-hmm. And they'll assign storylines to groups as well. So you're part of this group. And I thought these were kind of culty and better names. So here's some of the groups that they have, and they'll be like brother and two brothers, or these people who train together, and they'll be like this dynasty in wrestling. So Disciples of Death, the Revolution, War Nation, the Gathering, the Brood, Dungeon of Doom, the New Nexus, Raven's Nest, Army of Darkness, the Wyatt Family, Straight Edge Society, Ministry of Darkness.
Is there a theme here? Because it seems like almost all of these families are dark themed.
I don't know.
I call it more melodramatic.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or the Gathering.
Yes, the Gathering.
Anyway.
The Raven's Nest.
The Ministry of Darkness.
The Ministry of Magic.
They have this this thing that they, kind of a code word that they use in wrestling called kayfabe.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm not sure how it's actually pronounced, kayfabe? Probably kayfabe. It means be fake.
Mm-hmm.
So when they say, hey, it's kind of like in pig Latin. So they'll say mm-hmm. kayfabe, and it just means be fake, kind of a code word. And it just means that you have the script that you're supposed to follow, even if you're not wrestling right now. But if the cameras are on you or public is near, mm-hmm. They'll just say the code word kayfabe, and that just means, okay, I'm the bad guy right mm-hmm. now. And you just play it up to the camera. But it's like super well known in the industry and it's actually in the Webster's Dictionary,
mm-hmm.
kayfabe. And it's just an old wrestling term that means be fake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're on.
Yep, you're on. So some of the other terms, there's A show or the A team, and the B team or the B show. And these are just people, the B's aren't the people who are, you know, the best wrestlers or the highest names, but the A-listers. And those are the people who have actual script that year. So is this a cult? So here I'm going to make a kind of a case for it.
Oh, yeah.
You have charismatic leaders. You have denial of evidence. Public rituals, the wrestling. They have their behavior control. So they have weekly meetings. They have, they ask for a lot of customer money or money from the public. They encourage groupthink. Information control, they withhold information that it's fake or this is scripted beforehand, and they have regular cover-ups. In fact, the whole thing can be considered a cover-up. Thought control, they have basically a group reality and denial of truth. And then emotional control, you're playing with people's feelings, discourage individuality. So that's kind of emotional control. What do you guys think?
No.
You don't think it's culty. Is there any of it that would consider a cult?
No. Well, Ethan, I thought I was the only one who brought stuff up.
I thought,
like,
you
this.
Know, I bring a little levity this time.
You did. I'm gonna have to, you know what? I'm gonna agree with Thor on this one. I'm gonna say it's not a cult.
I'm gonna turn you guys to my side.
Okay. So do we need to leave this up to the fans? Did the fans need to answer this question?
Yeah. Let's make this one of the questions.
Maybe I'll throw it on the list.
We'll throw it on there. But yeah, no, it's not a cult. It's an entertainment. And even unless you're 12 years old, you realize it too. It's like, yes, I mean, there's some culty aspects. There's culty aspects in everything.
You mean the military? You're 12.
The military has a lot more cultiness in this.
There's a lot more consequences with not following the rules.
Exactly. And I think
maybe that's if they punished you for not following, then it would
maybe.
Okay. They just need more control. But uh-huh. I think I did made a pretty good case for each of the bite model. Like, it does have those aspects. right? I'm looking at these guys, and they look at me, looking back at me dubiously.
Yeah, I think you failed us on this one, Nathan.
All this proves is that you did pretty good in debate when you were younger. Okay, that's it.
But we don't buy it. Okay,
you're seeing through my BS.
Yeah.
All right. So how about? So we're saying not a cult. I'm saying it's culty.
No, okay.
But probably not a cult.
No,
I'm gonna
take off the probably.
And it's definitely a cult.
It's definitely not a cult.
Yeah.
It does have some culty aspects to it, but as I say, there's a lot different. I mean, there's a lot more. There's a lot of other organizations I think that are more culty.
Yeah. We had someone in our neighborhood when I lived in Georgia who were big wrestling fans. In fact, they said, well, this is definitely real. And they're trying to convince me the whole time. Mm-hmm. This kid, and it was my friend at the time, and his older brother were totally convinced they are real. And I just couldn't, like, no. Yeah. And they invited me to it wasn't like the WWE level. It was kind of lower on the rungs. Mm-hmm. And there was actually blood. Like, this guy took the bell and hit this guy across the face with it, and it hit him in the head, and he started bleeding, and they continued wrestling, and it was actually kind of disturbing, but I'm like, oh yeah, it's real, because mm-hmm. I saw this actual violence.
You saw
in
blood,
it.
Yeah.
And then I talked to my dad about it. He's like, well, it's probably just someone losing their temper in a fake fight. Mm-hmm. And just decided to reach out and hit someone.
Yeah. Anytime you have to stomp your foot when you punch someone, can't be real. Okay. So there is a Studio C skit about wrestling that's really funny. We ought to watch that sometime. It's really good.
Maybe we'll link to it.
Well, let's link to it because it's pretty funny. Anyway, it's about two kids doing the ultimate wrestling stuff. You'll have to see it.
Okay. I mean, they do get hurt in it.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
And the stuff that they do is very dangerous. Like I said at the start of this, they are some of the most athletic people.
Yeah, they do crazy stuff. I can't believe how they can do the stuff they do and not get hurt.
Yeah, some of them, like Nick Foley wrote memoir, whatever it was, autobiography about his time in the WWE. And I mean, he really took a lot of chairs to the face. Uh-huh. And so, and he wasn't right after he retired. He had a lot of body pains and pain issues and swelling and stuff like that. So yeah, it's dangerous, but
yeah,
definitely scripted.
Yeah,
exactly. So, all right. So,
the good, the bad, and the culty. Now we discuss what this week's cult did right and where they got it all wrong.
It's entertainment. People love it, right? I guess. And very athletic.
Flat earthers. You know, there's people that think that it's real. No.
Yeah, I'm surprised at how vehemently people defend it.
Defend it, yeah. I hit a couple of that a couple times myself, you know, growing up. It's just like someone just like, this is real. You know, and they went on and on about it. And I watched a couple and it's like, hey, and as I say, every time they punch the guy, they're stomping on the floor. It's like, that can't be real. That's not real. That's not how you fight someone, you know? but you know, like some of the things, you know, like the flips and stuff like that. I was like, wow, that's impressive. But
if you watch any of the Rock movies, watch his leg when he punches someone, you know, he lifts it up and he pushes it down and he stomps.
Really?
No.
I could totally see him. He's so funny.
So
that would be hilarious.
Okay, so the good, how about the bad on this? Like lying to kids, although it's fun.
It's not really lying because, I mean, to get the license to do this, they have to say that it's just entertainment. It's not a sport.
Yeah.
They have to say. I mean, anyone with half a brain can look and find and figure out that it's not real.
Sorry, 12-year-old kids, but Thor's saying you don't have half a brain.
Sorry, 30-year-old kids that still think that it's real.
that's too sad to think about, 30-year-old kids.
Yeah.
It's like, that's all real.
But if you think that it is and you would like to come on and talk to us about it, write the bishop, bishop@thenicecult.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. Send it my way. And I'll tell you to get a blanket and cry in
it. Wipe your tears with our huge blanket. Anything else good?
Or bad?
Or bad, yeah.
People can get injured and die with them. It's a lot of money to see something that's completely fake when there are real sporting events that are just as bloody and violent out there you can watch.
And they need to maybe post more that you shouldn't try this at home. Because there have been quite a few.
Yeah, the kids, I've heard some horrible things about kids trying stuff like that. And
you can't just drop kick your kid's sister.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Or
pile drive or whatever they call it. Yeah.
They'll break your neck.
Yeah. Those are professionals out there doing that sort of stuff. So.
How about Colty?
Nathan, I had this incredibly good idea. While you were talking, I was thinking that maybe we can take on like maybe some of these cool names on ourselves. You know, we can, I don't know. What do you guys think?
Hulk Thorogan.
No, I'd be called the Hammer, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Ooh. It's just too...
I know, it's too generic.
No, it's just, yeah, no, it's too on the nose.
Come on. Oh, that's
Thor Lightning Thrower Bjornsson.
The lightning.
Remember when we went to Yuba Lake, Nathan?
Yeah.
Those two drunk guys
uh-huh.
walking along, and they're like, "What's your name, kid?" It's like, "I'm Thor." Remember this?
Vaguely,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, and they're like, "You mean that hammer throwing mother?"
Mother ever.
And that's what
I don't
Thor
want
can
that. That I don't Thor's, want that. To my
name. No, not your team. Thor's name is
you can never
the hammer throwing mother ever.
No, I'm not gonna go by that one, but. That was funny. I laughed.
Nope. That's your name from now say on. F.
Okay, you're going to be Gunnar Spitshine Bjornsson. What's mine? Bring
spit
it on.
Shine. Spit shine
hey,
for
spit
sure.
Shine.
Oh, I'm horrible at this, Nathan. You've got to
give
us some options.
Okay.
Oh.
Beauregard.
I thought it was Nate the Gate.
Nate the Gate. No, that just... that's
You
that's
swing...
Horrible. But,
okay.
he swings both ways.
Nate the Gate.
Okay, maybe next time. Is there anything else we could bring on?
I'll take on Spitshine. That's all right.
Spitshine.
Spitshine.
I don't know why I said that. First thing that popped into my head.
And Thor's name is
the hammer throwing the mother, MO.
Yeah, the hammer throwing MO. Mofo. The hammer throwing mofo.
Oh, that's so bad, guys. But I have to admit, it was pretty funny when he said that.
We hope you had fun with us as we explored this week's cult. Join our adventure next week as we continue to build our cult one belief at a time. Until then, if you're going to join a cult,
join the nice cult.
Do